أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. واضرب لهم مثلا أصحاب القرية إذ جاءها المرسلون إذ أرسلنا إليهم اثنين فكذبوهما فعززنا بثالث فقالوا إنا إليكم مرسلون. Explain to them the example of the people of the town. When the messengers came to it, when we sent to them two messengers, they outright rejected them both. So we strengthened them with a third messenger. They said, indeed, we are Rasul's messengers to you. The people answered, you are only men like us. And Ar-Rahman, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the most merciful, did not send anything down. You are speaking a clear lie. The messengers answered, our Rabb, our Lord, knows that indeed we have been sent to you as messengers. Our duty is only to convey the clear message. The people responded, they said, we consider you to be a misfortune for us. If you do not desist, we will stone you, and a very painful punishment, you will receive a very painful punishment from us. The messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they said, your misfortune is with you. What do you consider it a misfortune that you are being admonished and advised? Rather, you are a people who have transgressed all bounds. Here in this new ruku, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks of an incident of the people of the town. Some say he's referring to a town called Antaqiyah, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had sent two Anbiya alayhimus salam, but unfortunately those people had rejected the Anbiya alayhimus salam. So to strengthen the two, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent a third Nabi to convey Allah ta'ala's message to these people. Some say that because of their rejection of the message, they were afflicted with a famine. And instead of reflecting on the actions of rejection, they turned it around and they said that this misfortune that has befallen us of the famine, it is because of you, O you three messengers, it is because of you. So the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminded the people that actually, طَائِرُكُمْ مَعَكُمْ, this misfortune has befallen you because of your rejection of the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have come to convey a clear message. Unfortunately, the people had threatened the Anbiya alayhimus salam that they would afflict a painful punishment upon them, they would stone them, and they refused to accept. Here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the story, which still continues, which will continue tomorrow, Allah ta'ala is showing what is the consequence of rejecting a Nabi. Later on, Allah ta'ala says, إِن كَانَتْ إِلَّا صَيْحَةً وَاحِدَةً فَإِذَا هُمْ خَامِدُونَ. The consequences of rejecting a Nabi of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is utter destruction and ruin. So this was a warning to the Arabs and the Quraysh of Makkah, that if you reject your Nabi, remember that this is the sunnah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the way of Allah. Those in the past that rejected the Anbiya alayhimus salam, they were destroyed, so you should take heed. One important point from yesterday's tafsir, Allah ta'ala mentioned, وَنَكْتُمُ مَا قَدَّمُوا وَآثَارَهُمْ, and we record what they advance and what they leave behind. Another explanation is, وَآثَارَهُمْ refers to their footprints, their footsteps. The ulama say, even the footsteps that we take to the masjid, every step, Allah Ta'ala gives rewards. And for Jummah also, the rewards are very, very amazing, very, very great. So for every step a person takes in coming to the masjid, Allah Ta'ala is recording those rewards as well. Inshallah, we'll continue tomorrow. Subhanallah.